That was one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with you on a beautiful hump day. Weather's absolutely gorgeous, and we got wall-to-wall ball. We got baseball starting at 12:15. It's in 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes, man. 10 minutes, man. We took the first five, the Arizona Diamondbacks. They are playing the terrible Cardinals. I don't think Dacus bet on this one. You don't bet against your Cardinals, do you?
No. I try not to.
Well, good for you, buddy. You're a real fan. We also got the Mets and the Giants today at 2:45. The Red Sox, the Guardians are the first one at 5:10 in the evening. A lot of basketball tonight, so we're going to break down tons of stuff, and we're just going to have a wonderful afternoon. But we also had some news about the Memphis Tigers, and I got some really crazy hardwood stories today. By the way, some crazy stuff about the women's game, has blown up. And you saw the fat bag that Caitlin Clark got from Nike, right? $28 million?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. And she also has another one, another deal, and I can't remember who it was with, for another $3 million. My girl's making the bank. But with all that, spotlight comes haters, and Antonio Brown is a big one, right?
Yep.
And then over the weekend, I'll talk to you about hardwood, some video that was leaked of Caitlin Clark, video she didn't take of herself. And then also Paige Beckers. You know who she is, right?
Of course.
Former UConn girl. Both of these young women, by the way, are now in the WNBA. The Indiana Fever got the UConn star. And Caitlin Clark – Caitlin Clark went to the Indiana Fever.
Paige Beckers isn't in the WNBA.
And Paige Beckers still at UConn.
She's still at UConn.
Okay, but both are studs. They played each other in the Final Four, the semifinal game.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she is going back to UConn. Yeah, because she's been there 4 years, and they haven't won a natty since she's been there. And she'd be the only person that's been there 4 years in a stud that didn't get a natty.
That's right.
Good luck next year, dear. You're going to need it. But also, there's some compromising video of her. And it's not compromising by any means. But I'm going to talk about it in Hardenwood. And it also correlates to Billie Eilish. So if you know any Billie Eilish news, put it with Paige Beckers, and then you'll kind of figure out where I'm going. But I do have to say, we are going to start talking a little bit real quick with Bryant Dacus. And I got to ask you something. It's not tonight. I'm trying to find a 3-game parlay because I got a profit boost of 50% that expires tomorrow. So I need to put it in. I can use any games across any windows. And there's a game that I look at and it feels like this should be a lock. It should be. And I'm talking about tomorrow night's game. I was thinking to myself, the 76ers choked that game away. I still can't get over what I saw with the Knicks and 76ers. And I pulled that one out of my keister. That's one of the luckiest wins. They scored the final 8 points. And what was it, 8 points in 27 seconds?
Yeah. Did you see the last 2-minute report came out yesterday?
Yes, and I feel bad.
Oh, man.
Look, this is the thing that is confusing to me. The whole 2-minute report to me is what's confusing.
Like
the NBA, how do you feel if you're a 76ers fan? Does it make you feel better that you lost the game? You lost the game. Does it make you feel better that 24 hours later that they come out with a report and said that they not missed one but two fouls on Maxey? That also, not only did they miss two fouls on Maxey, but also they should have awarded Nick Nurse the timeout.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make you feel better, or does that just make your rage continue for another day? Because, as a gambler, you have to move on after a loss. I mean, like, you can't let the last loss beat you in the next game because your mind's all screwed up, brother. You got to stay focused, son. You're like Gordon Gekko up in this junt. Who's Gordon Gekko?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do. He's Michael Douglas or, you know, you've never seen Gordon Gekko? It's like the movie about greed is good.
John, me and Jay Morgan were having this conversation the other day. I think you would be surprised the amount of movies I've not seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Gordon Gekko was the fictional character in, I think it was called Wall Street.
It is. I have it pulled up. Thank you. John, how would you feel if someone told you that they've never seen The Big Lebowski?
I would say you're an idiot.
I've never seen it.
That makes me
and
really
Jay Morgan
sad.
Wanted me to tell you that. So
I'm very disappointed.
Here
with
we
you.
Are.
The Big Lebowski is it's like that's just one of those movies that you have to see. Golly, I mean the dude, John Goodman's character, Steve Buscemi, like that is just la 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 la. Anyway, if you saw that, you would know what I'm talking about. That's a great one. You got to check it out. But again, talking about that game, like I don't know how the 2-minute warning makes – I mean the 2-minute report makes me feel. If it just enrages me, I don't know what it does for the 76ers. Knicks have got to be looking at each other all cross-eyed like, yeah. I know I'm smiling at it because I won and I pulled that one out of my tail. But also remember that, you know, sometimes just like in gambling – the 76ers, who have a banged up Joel Embiid, he looks like, I mean, he's out there putting in some yeoman's work and he's trying, but he looks like he's in serious pain. Serious pain. And those Knicks players, you know where they're playing this game at, don't you?
The next game's in Philly, right?
Yeah, and you know who owns Philadelphia?
I don't know who.
That 2018 Nova Knicks team.
Oh, that's right.
I mean, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, and Dante DiVincenzo all were on that team that beat Michigan in the Natty.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart and DiVincenzo, that group, they led to the Natty. You know that Villanova is located right outside of Philadelphia? So I feel like those guys feel like they're just coming home to play in front of their old Nova fans. And a lot of people, though, I have listened to talk about this game say, well, you just have to understand the Knicks. The reason I really like the 76ers in Game 3 is because they have a bad taste in their mouth. And the role players for the Knicks, they're going to be better at Madison Square Garden than they are going to be on the road. I don't know, man. That's just how this Knicks team is. It's like a different dude every night. I mean, Tibbs has got him playing really damn good, and Tibbs takes a beating because he always has his team, you know, going after every single win during the regular season. But they're up 2-0, stole one at Madison Square Garden, and they're getting 4.5 points. In a total, that's only 202.5. I kind of feel like throw that bad boy in the parlay because I feel like if you haven't noticed, if you look at the early window for Thursday's game, most of the money is pouring in on Philadelphia. Actually, the public's done pretty well in these NBA playoffs, if you hadn't noticed, which is also weird. Usually the public doesn't do as well as they've been doing, but damn, with all these home teams destroying people, they've been taking care of business. So I feel like I want to throw the Knicks in there. And then I look back tonight, because you got to have 3 games, okay?
Right. For this, it's a boost.
50% parlay boost up to $1,000 bet. Not that I'm going to throw $1,000 on a 3-game
parlay. I wouldn't put it past you, John. I don't know.
But I'm not. I'm not going to do it with the Knicks. I'm trying to just get a little bit of love and some value. The Pelicans in the Thunder game. I don't think I can touch that with a 10-foot pole. I have no idea. That's why I love the inline betting. But this is not one of those inline bets. This is like 3 bets that you got to put in, and I've not seen you open your mouth that wide in a long time. That's kind of scary. What happened? Did you break your toe?
No, I didn't break my toe. Good Lord, I'm flustered now. Blake Snell just got scratched.
Oh,
wow. So
damn.
He's not throwing tonight or this afternoon. I wonder who they're throwing instead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get you off.
No,
topic,
no, because I got already bet on dead gum the Mets.
It might get voided.
I bet it's going to be Walker.
It is Walker.
Well, that sure actually is, Ryan Walker. Doesn't make me feel really good very much.
First star of the season for him.
Yes, it will be. Yes, it will be. Well,
I think we still go with the Mets.
Mets in the first five. I wonder if they changed anything on my bet. I have to look at that during
the break. You had first five? They'll definitely void it, I think.
They are going to void it, aren't they?
Yeah, I would hope so at least.
I also did put him in for the full game, but anyway, back to the NBA. My bad. The Nova Knicks on the road, I like. But then again, tonight, this might seem crazy. But how can you not take the Heat in 14.5 points?
Because it's the Celtics, John. I mean, I agree with you, but man, you never know with that Celtics team. They can come out and drop, you know, beat you by 25.
Miami lost by 20 points the other night. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you very much. Are you sure it was 20?
Yeah.
Okay, lost by 20 the other night. That was, you know, like that's the first game of the series, blah, blah, blah. You know, like you can say almost anything about it. But, like, I just feel like this Heat team, they know that they got to come out there and let it all hang out. They're going to make adjustments. Who's great at making adjustments? Oh, that would be Eric Spoelstra. Yeah. They're going to have a different game plan. They're going to try and implore something. And I just don't see Miami having another 14-point quarter. Like, that third quarter that they had against Boston, they are not a great shooting team. But I don't know how they shot up so many bricks that quarter. I don't know how they didn't break the rim. It was ugly offensive basketball. And then they come out there and then they go absolutely crazy in the fourth quarter and drop 35. I think they're going to be a little bit more balanced tonight. I think Bam's going to go off. I like him getting his. So I'm looking at taking the 14.5. Thing is, who do I put with that third?
Good question.
Do I take the Cubs as that third play?
I don't know.
The Cubs right now, plus one. Oh, no, Cubs are right now. Damn it, it's gone to minus 115. Cubs minus 115, tie on the bump in Wrigley. Astros have been terrible. Terrible way. They've been terrible all year. Astros have been the biggest disappointment in baseball. This is one of the most consistent teams. Yes, they were cheaters back then, but then they kept winning and winning and winning, and you didn't even care about their cheating because Altuve and Springer and Yordan Alvarez and Justin, like they balled. But this team ain't that. I love the Cubs. That's who is it? We're going Cubs. We're going Heat plus 14. And do you think that it's a bad – man, do I throw tomorrow night's action in because I like the Nova Knicks? Or is there a better play?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Come on, man. You got to have something for me.
I don't got anything for you right now.
What about the Nuggets on the money line in La La Land?
I don't – I wouldn't take that, no. No, thank you.
So you're – after the Lakers blew a 20-point lead.
I mean, 20-point lead.
And by the way, don't ever call LeBron LeClutch.
LeGoat.
LeBum. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, no. Dude, LeBron is not good at, like, game-winning shots or to take a lead. Or, like, how dumb of a play was it him to shoot that three-pointer when Kentavious Caldwell-Pope fell down? The reason they lost is because he pulled up that big brick and then gave them the ball back so they can go shoot and win the game and walk off the court. LeBrick. LeBrick. Wide open three. 13 seconds left on the clock. You could have the last shot. Nope. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pull that trigger. Shoot up a hell of a brick. And we're just going to let them take care of business.
I think my biggest takeaway from that game was the fact that the Lakers got up by 20 in Denver. That's huge. And that's why I wouldn't take Denver money line.
By the way, you know the police are now looking for Jokic's brother.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, how about that?
I mean, it's not going to be like a big deal, but there. Yeah, I told you, Joker's brother punched some dude in the stands the other night.
I saw the video after you talked about it.
Yeah,
my phone was listening to me. No, not really.
I like it. 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 Oh, and by the way, we have so many stories that are going on. By the way, did you see that Reggie Bush is getting back Vince Young's Heisman
Trophy? Let's give
a
round of applause to the Heisman Trophy Committee for finally getting it right.
They were supposed to give that to Vince Young that year. There's no way. That's Vince Young's
idea. So we're not.
I thought they took it away from him to give it to damn Vince Young because I didn't. No, I'm just kidding. I know it was because he took improper benefits and now they've come around.
So we're not applauding the Heisman.
No, I mean, I'm glad that Reggie Bush is getting actually his Heisman. He deserves it. It's stupid, blah, 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 blah. Johnny Manziel, I wonder how much him saying that he was going to, you know, he wasn't going to have anything to do with the Heisman or the Heisman committee until they reinstated Reggie Bush's. It was just 1 month ago he said that, and then all of a sudden a month later now, Reggie Bush has got his Heisman back. But if anybody is my age or older, they will remember that season where Vince Young in Texas walked off that natty on USC's face. And Vince Young, while Jeff Fisher was the worst coach in the world that he could have ever played for, and he probably, like, ruined his career. When Vince Young was at Texas, man, bro, he was cold-blooded.
Different.
So different.
I found this, and I don't know if it's, like, a station that everybody gets.
2005 Heisman should have been Vince Young's.
I don't know if this is a channel that everybody gets, but it's a channel that I get on my television, and I think my brother found the channel, actually. But all it is it will show football games, college football games, from guys that ended up being like either great in college or great in the pros, mainly great in the pros. So like this one day I was watching it, it was like some Louisville game where Lamar Jackson went off and like ran for over 100 yards and threw for like
300
or something like that. Tony Romo, when he was in the FCS, playing in like the FCS championship game where he went
Illinois,
off.
What was it?
It was like Eastern Illinois or something like that. Yeah, yeah. Something crazy. There was another one where it was Isaiah Pacheco when he was at Rutgers versus Michigan when Aiden Hutchinson was there. And so it's a cool channel, and it's got all these like.
What is this channel?
You know, I brought it up, and I don't know what
Thanks,
the name of the
buddy.
Channel is.
Now I can't
find
it.
I can find it for you. Give me some time, and I'll find it.
I'll give you a little time, by the way. Speaking of the channel, the only reason I brought like you kind of just made me remember because we didn't talk with Dustin. So after True TV, after I'm watching basketball.
Al came on.
Yeah, it's Women of Wrestling. It was wild, bro.
Was it? What is it like?
It's all women wrestling.
So it's like its own thing.
There's no men wrestlers. It's all women wrestlers.
But I'm saying, like, I've seen some shows where it's like, we're going to celebrate women in wrestling.
No,
this
no,
is like
no.
an actual
this
like
is,
circuit that's only women wrestling.
This is like, wow, it's called Wow Presents or something. Man, it's on True TV. All I know is just women after women after women wrestling and them talking smack back there. And
interesting.
Like you had the trucker women, the mother truckers versus like, you know, somehow. Anyway, I was stuck on it and I was like, Dustin's on tomorrow, so I'm going to see what the hell this crazy thing is.
And then you couldn't take your eyes off.
And I couldn't. It was pretty wild. It was wild. Damn, I almost got into a little bit of Hardenwood story stuff.
D-backs have bases loaded with no out
well,
in the top of the first.
Are you
that's
being
what
serious?
You want, yeah.
Are you
yeah.
being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
You're saying bases loaded, with nobody
no
out?
No out, Christian Walker to the plate.
Christian Walker! You better be that hitting first baseman that I believe you can be. Just put that ball in play, son. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a good Please be a granny.
Fly.
Hey, I'll take it. We got one.
Sack fly. 1-0 D-backs with one out.
D-backs. D-backs. We got the D-backs on the first five, by the way.
You do.
Let's go Diamondbacks. Now, we're going to take a quick timeout, but before we do, I have to remind you of something good. When you win some money, you should probably go down to Frontier Western Store because your money goes further at Frontier Western Store. And you can not only buy stuff for yourself, but your whole family, your friends, all of your loved ones, because they have a children's department, they have a ladies boutique, they have a men's section, and they have the largest boot showroom around. It's really simple. You go down there, if you want Western boots or work boots or dress boots, if you want to go to, is it Morgan Wallen they just had down in Oxford?
That's right, he's in Oxford over the weekend.
You can't go to a Morgan Wallen concert without a pair of boots on, right?
That's right.
Like, you walk up in there
like
and some Skechers, they're going to be like, bro, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking, dude... Got a question for you. Little joke that we're about to do. I don't know if I can say this on the radio.
I don't know if you can either.
Do you know which joke it is? It has to do with those, what are the ugly shoes that all, Crocs?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. I like Crocs.
Oh, yeah. I can't say that on the radio because I was going to say what do Crocs and – how can I word this without getting an FCC violation? Damn it. I can't do it.
Huh.
I want to tell this joke because it's so funny. But my point is – you ain't going to be walking out a Frontier Western store with no Crocs on. No, you're going to get some boots, brother. Hey, they have work boots. Like, say you got to go to the office and look real good. You got your suit on. Maybe you got them nice jeans with the button-up shirt. They got all that down there. They got it at Frontier Western store. They have more jeans than you can shake a stick at. They got all the summer fashions. Their ladies' boutique. Your girl's going to be on fleek. Heck, Chas loves going down to Frontier Western store before we go to Oxford because you know you got to look good when you're in the Grove. Man, just look good always. So always go to Frontier Western store, 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. And don't forget, you can shop there online at frontierwesternstore.com. It's really easy to navigate. You go there, you can shop by brand. You can shop by men's sections, women's, children. You can shop by sales item. It's so easy to navigate, and the cool thing is after you find what you need, place your little order, pay your cash, bing, bang, boom, they ship it out within 24 hours, so it arrives extremely quick. Frontier Western Store and frontierwesternstore.com. We got Wood on the other side,
John,
bro.
I found the channel.
What is it?
Origin Sports.
What'd you just say?
Origin Sports.
Oh, buddy, my ears aren't working.
I'm sorry about that.
I was
that.
About to say, I can't tell this joke, and you're talking about...
Ah, I see what Multiples. You thought I said. Interesting. No, Origin Sports right now. Well, I don't know what's on right now because it's not. It says it's Justin Herbert versus Wisconsin, but
he
it's not.
Say Orgy Sports.
Justin,
I
did not. Coming up, Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow versus Jalen Hurts and CeeDee Lamb. Why? How about that?
Is this
that?
On actual TV?
I don't
or is
know.
This on the internet?
This is no. This is on TV. You may be able to find it on the internet. I have DirecTV Stream though, so it's like a streaming of DirecTV. But I'm sure if it's on here, it's on DirecTV. If you have DirecTV, I just don't know what channel it is. But tomorrow, because of the NFL draft, they're doing. The draft prospects. So you got Jaden Daniels versus Florida, JJ McCarthy versus TCU, Jaden Daniels versus Florida again.
JJ McCarthy versus TCU uh-huh. is terrible. Remember, three interceptions in the first quarter.
Wow, so maybe you're going to see the good and the bad. Caleb Williams versus TCU, CJ Stroud and Marvin Harrison versus Georgia.
Ooh, Brock Bowers and Marvin Harrison both on the field at the same time.
Yeah, so that'll be it's a good channel. I mean, it really is fun.
Damn, I kind of like that. I kind of like that. And one more time, what was it called?
Origin. Sports.
Yeah, I just keep I have the wrong word in my head.
Well, that'll be good for you to remember. You'll just remember what you thought I said, and then hopefully you'll be able to piece
take
it
out
together.
The Y and add IN.
Bingo.
Got you, brother. Arizona's up 1-0. Dead gummit. They only got one.
Yeah,
they
turned
did
a double play.
One.
The Cardinals did.
They did get one. They're going down to the bottom of the first. Brandon Donovan, I'm sure, will be leading things off against
Brandon.
Jordan. What did I say?
Brandon. Same thing. Tomato, tomato. It's a terrible name anyway.
Well, you know why I said Brandon? Because I think I like that. Hold on. What is it? What up, Brandon? What do they say?
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon. How did you know that?
Because I've seen people
post it's so
it on,
funny,
on
though.
Social
when
media.
I found out what it was, and then they showed a clip where one day he was on a TV show and said, let's go, Brandon. Like, he was like, yeah, let's go, Brandon. And it was actually, it's like F the J to the B, right?
Yeah.
It's so funny. I love the crazy world we live in today. Hopefully you're going to come back and hear more about how nuts this world is because I got a lot of wood. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
4.9-liter V8, 0 to 60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus all day long, all day strong. It is a beautiful Wednesday. We got day baseball going on. Arizona's up 1-0 currently over the Cardinals. We're betting all over the place. On the other side of this little segment here, we'll be giving you our final bets for the day. We've talked a lot of hoops, talked a lot of baseball, talked a little NFL draft. You've heard my thoughts on Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. I don't think I'm the only person that feels like this, but I don't know. I haven't been hearing too many people out there who are nearly as scared of Caleb Williams as I am. Maybe I'm just crazy. Who knows? I probably am. Oh, well. But I will tell you one thing that I'm crazy about. I'm crazy about Tito's. I think Tito's is the best spirit around, and I'm not the only one. They have won more Dead Gum Awards than anybody I know. When it comes to the Spirit Awards, Tito's, they're racking them up. Gold medal winner. They also won the double gold medal at the World Spirits Competition. They were the judges' trophy for the chairman's trophy for the world's best vodka tonic. They win, they win, they win. And the cool thing about Tito's is it's all about what's inside. Because it's got no frills, no flavors, no fancy labels. It's just the good stuff. And that's Tito's handmade vodka, which is 6 times distilled, then done the old school way, stilled in classic copper pots after it's 6 times distilled. It's made in small batches. I mean, Tito Beverage came up with the recipe, taste tested, gave to a few friends, then taste tested again. And he kept working on it until he found the perfect recipe. Then he put his whole life into it. And damn it, he did it. He made the best vodka in the world. It's so good you can drink it neat. It's so good you can make a martini or a Cosmo or a vodka cranberry. You can drink it by the pool. You can drink it at the bar. You can drink it everywhere but in your damn car. Get your Tito's on today. And remember one thing. If life hands you lemons, don't freak out, don't fret, don't stress. Just make a lemon drop. Make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's handmade vodka. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Main. Women's sports are getting thrust into the basically the stratosphere from compared to where they were, you know, covered. I'm all for it. I love everything that's going on. I think Caitlin Clark is awesome. I know Paige Beckers. The women's soccer teams, you got the girls out there fighting. Like women's sports is blowing up. And I think everybody and their grandmother needs to support women's sports. I love it. I got a daughter who's a cheerleader down in Oxford. She loves it. Loves competing. Loves to come. Like, that's the thing. A lot of people, if you didn't play sports, it's not necessarily all about sport. It's the relationships that you make. It's being a part of a team. Like, there's just so many wonderful things that go into being involved with sports. Now, when you get to an elite level, like a Caitlin Clark, a Paige Beckers, for some reason, there's always people who come out there to do a little bit of hate. And there's been a lot of that lately around Caitlin Clark. You had the Antonio Brown situation where, you know, he said her first Nikes were going to be, what would he call them, the Air Fur Ones? You know, says all kinds of things about her being hairy and stuff like this. Like, you know, just going out there and just taking shots because Antonio Brown, one, does have CTE and he is crazy. But, you know, it's negative attention. And then you have idiots who are out there and follow her. And did you see where somebody posted a picture where they videotaped and took a picture of her taking a shower? It wasn't her. Put it out there. You remember Angel Reese? They used artificial intelligence to go after Angel Reese. Right, and put her picture on different people's bodies and go out there and basically kind of almost, I don't know if they're trying to shame them or if they think it's funny or what they're doing, but, you know, it's not all that cool. And then this weekend, did you see what happened to Paige Becker?
I did not, no.
Well, Paige Becker and her newly, I mean, I know she's been one of the more famous basketball players in college sports for a long time.
Sure.
But college women's athletics, especially women's basketball, has never been where it is right now.
Right.
I don't know how long it can sustain. Maybe it can continue to go. Caitlin Clark is like the MJ. Like golf, I don't even give a damn about golf anymore because guess what?
What's
Tiger
that?
Woods don't play.
Mm.
Scottie Scheffler's boring. Rory, I can't stand. Like, I don't really like any of the golfers other than, like, my real cool Ricky Fowler, but he's not any good. I just like him because he's cool. But, like, I was playing golf, and I was all up about – I was all up in some golf when Tiger Woods was around. I'm Tiger Woods, y'all. I'm Tiger Woods, y'all. So I'm not sure. Maybe Caitlin Clark can carry this thing. It's going to continue to catch. But one thing that's always going to be is, like, the haters. And the sad thing is Paige Becker, I feel like, was really violated in a terrible way this week. Because she's out there living her life, and Paige was with another woman, and they were seen, I guess you would say, kind of, I don't think it's a compromising position unless Paige Beckers has never come out to her friends or her family. And obviously she hadn't come out because it's obviously she's with another woman and they're, you know, intimate. You could tell that they like each other. You know what I'm saying? And they post this video of her. And, of course, then she has to address it. And I do have to say, though, the one thing, Paige addressed it so well. Because, again, she said how much she appreciates her family and her friends. And she didn't want it to come out this way by any means. But she also came out there and posted this. She said, "The devil works hard, but God and the people around me work way harder. The outpouring of love and support from the women's basketball community is unreal. Love y'all. Support women in sports always." And just kind of left it at that. Very, very classy. But why is it, like, I don't know why. Maybe this is going to sound sexist, and I'm not trying to sound sexist. But, like, when Drizzy or Drake or Antonio Brown or these people do stupid stuff and they go out there and attack them and say things, like, I don't feel bad for talking ish about someone like that. But just like a sweet girl trying to live her life, not trying to draw attention to herself, trying to go out there and get her education, make as much money as she can, and play a game that she loves. And then people come and attack him in a different way. It's not just like, oh, he can't play or this. It's right. Like, oh, look, she's a lesbian.
Right.
Oh, Caitlin Clark, she's hairy. Angel Reese, what you look like under them clothes. Like, it's just on a different level, is it not?
No, it 100% is.
Even the Greg Doyle thing. Like, was kind of weird. Do you remember the Caitlin Clark, Greg Doyle?
It was extremely weird. Not, like, just a little weird. It was extremely weird.
Given the heart symbol and, like, oh, if you give that to me, we're going to get along just fine, yeah, or something. I mean, like, is it just there's a lot of dudes who just because they've been behind a typewriter and they don't know how to do anything and they're on a computer now, they just don't know how to talk to women and they're just weirdos?
Maybe.
Like, I don't know, man. I just find that stuff to be absolutely insane. And I actually felt really bad for Paige. I ain't gonna lie to you, dude. I did laugh because I'm very childish. The Antonio Brown, wow, I think it is terrible. Dude, the Air Fur Ones and him actually putting the shoe out, I laughed at that. Did you laugh?
I did not.
You didn't get even like... Like, I still feel bad for laughing, but I'm like, damn.
But you did it anyway.
But damn, son, that was kind of funny. Like, I mean, because he was doubling down on the in the mean thing that he said, but at least he came back with the second one in somewhat of a funny, in a funny way. Yeah, I'm childish. Sorry about that.
Tell me something we didn't know, you know?
Ooh-wee. I'm so glad that I have daughters, because they're nurturing, and I think they helped raise me. I think they've made me a much better person, too. What do you think?
I think so.
Good. All right. So now we have to get into some wild stuff that's going on. And do you know? Where did you go? Where is my little thing? Here it is. Couldn't think of his name. It's Brendan Paul. Do you remember Brendan Paul? He's the former Syracuse basketball player.
Yeah.
Who became Puff Daddy's associate is what they say. He became basically his drug dealer. Not a drug dealer. He just was the dude who was always holding the drugs. So when they jumped, like when they went and the feds went to the airplane of Puff Diddy, which he was about to board, and it was a private jet, and stopped him. Remember, they searched them all. And he had cocaine and weed and all kinds of drugs on him, right? Well, now Diddy's in a little bit of trouble because the former Syracuse basketball player has now been hit with a felony drug count. felony drug counts aren't really good, buddy. That's looking at actual time. Like, you're not just going to, like, fed time. By the way, you do 85% of fed time. You ain't getting, like, a day and a half every day. Like, every day that you serve, you're not getting a day and a half. You're not going to do 60%. You ain't going to do 50%. If you're doing fed time, you're doing at least 85% of your time. Fed time, don't play. And again, this is a 25-year-old kid. Like, realistically, he's 25-year-old assistant to P. Diddy. Do you really think that he's not looking out for himself?
Gotta be.
And I mean, like, dude, like, he's going to roll, don't you think? Like, this is where I feel like the whole, like, P. Diddy, if you didn't know, if you've been under a rock, he's been investigating for sex trafficking, for illegal gun possession and gun, like, sales or something. I don't know. Something about gun charges. A ton of other crimes. Sexual deviancy, basically, is what I'm called, because I don't know. I mean, they're looking at, like, all kinds of sexual issues with that fool. And plus, he's also having civil cases going on where he, like, his former producer is saying some crazy stuff about him. But right now, like, we haven't heard a whole lot from the feds. And again, when you raid people, two houses and go to an airport, I figured that we would know a lot more by now. But the fact that this came out, that they are charging him federally, makes me feel like they are going to lean on this kid to give them inside information and say, hey, you looking at 10 years fed time, son. You want to go spend, you want to get out of jail when you're 35 years old? Or do you just want to say, tell us the truth on the Diddy? Did he or didn't he? More than likely he did. So I feel like that is going to be absolutely crazy. Don't you think so?
Oh, I'm with you on that. I mean, that's going to be wild for sure.
That is going to be buck wild. And did you hear this, buddy? You know, damn, man, you know how crazy the Boeing situation is?
The planes, right?
Yeah, the 737s, man, the Supermax things.
Yeah.
Man, they had another situation yesterday.
You're kidding.
Had to make an emergency landing in South Africa. Like, bro.
What happened?
Their wheel fell off. Do you
really?
Not remember this just happening 2 weeks ago? What was it, in Washington or something?
Yeah, I do.
Like, bro, can we please put the wheels on the landing gear?
And that's terrifying. I mean, tell me something else that is more scary than being on an airplane in the air and something happens to the airplane.
So the wheel, by the way, not only did one of the wheels shoot off, it malfunctioned and it wouldn't even completely open. And somehow, it also caused damage to the wing. All I know is, man, these damn Boeings right now. And you know about the guy who was about to supposedly talk in court the next day about Boeing, the whistleblower?
Uh-huh.
Quote, committed suicide.
What? I did not hear this.
You didn't know that?
You're kidding.
Yes, the whistleblower who was like blowing the lid off of it, the day before he was supposed to testify, was found dead.
You're kidding.
In his hotel room.
And they said it was a suicide.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. I did not hear about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, this whole, man.
I'm not even, this isn't even like
and you've never
fake
been
emotion.
On,
this
you've
is crazy.
Never been in an airplane before in your life, have you?
And try to get me on one now.
I was going to say, I have a feeling that this is going to screw you forever.
Yeah.
You are never getting
Thanks,
on an
Boeing.
Airplane. Damn, I'm sorry to hear that. And let's see. Do I have time for one more?
No.
No?
Maybe a quick one.
Well, no. You know, there ain't nothing I do quick. Son.
That's why I said that.
So we are going to take a very quick timeout. I'll tell you the funny story tomorrow. Don't worry. We got a Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to talk a ton of NFL draft. We got Evie Van Pelt. We got Isaac Simpson talking NBA. Tomorrow's a busy show, and Hardenwood will obviously be good. But we are going to take a small timeout because on the – other side, it's all about making money on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
We are real sports talk. Sports 56 WHBQ. Available on your radio dial at 560 AM and 98.5 FM, as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56.
Wherever you are, stay tuned in to Real Sports Talk. Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. We got baseball on right now. Diamondbacks still up 1-0 on the Cardinals. We got two more innings, brother. Two more innings. 1-0 after five, and I'll be a happy man because we have the Diamondbacks on the first five. Mets game, my bet has been canceled. Just got a little touch on them in the game. Don't like them nearly as much now that Blake Snell's not starting because I've been fading them. Got to lean on Baltimore minus the 130s, not like something that I love. Not something that I just absolutely love, but there is one that I love. Man, Braves minus 1.5. Do you know the Marlins have not scored in Truist Park this year? They have Monday and Tuesday, no runs. Hell, they had 8 hits against Bryce yesterday and still couldn't get a run across the plate.
Wow.
Like, this is just a team that just does – they're anemic. They don't like to score. And you know what the Braves like to do?
Score.
Score. They're like Hugh Hefner back in the when he was like in his 50s. Like, damn. They're getting it done. So I'm loving me the Braves minus the 1.5. I like that a lot as well. Man, there's a few other plays that I'm kind of into. What one I was just talking to you about that I liked?
You said the – I forgot. We were talking Braves, but I forgot another game you said.
One other thing I didn't want to mention, by the way. Oh, yeah, I love the Cubs. That's right. We love the Cubs. Jameis and Taillon. Astros are terrible. This is not the Astros from just last year and the years past. This is the Astros team. It's terrible. Go Cubs. Go Cubs. I wanted to mention this. Think about Shohei Ohtani. Have you seen the numbers he's put up this year?
I have, yeah.
Bro, my man moved to a new city, joined another organization, had UCL surgery, signed the largest contract in the history of North American sports, got married, been rehabbing his arm so he can prepare to pitch next year, been a victim of a massive theft, cooperated with federal investigators, and he lost his best friend, yet he's still batting .368 with 5 home runs and 13 RBs, 5 stolen bases with an OPS of 1.094 in 95 at-bats. Damn, Shohei. You a bad mamma jamma. I hope y'all have a wonderful hump day tomorrow. We're going busy on the draft, Ole Miss and NBA. Get out there, make the world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace. Saturday.